With this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, June 14th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming up tonight on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, we've got a Royal Conference softball matchup for you as the MMCRU Royals come to town to square off with Galen Catholic. You can catch all the action right here on KLAM Radio with online audio, KLAM1410.com. We'll have pregame coverage around 6:50, first pitch to follow about 7 o'clock or so. Catch all the action between Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn Remsen Union and Galen Catholic in Royal Conference softball right here on KLAM Radio. That's tonight at about 7 o'clock. Taking a look at some sports action from yesterday. Our contests on the airwaves featured Lawrence Community Baseball as the Bulldogs finished their regular season sweep of Sioux City West with a pair of wins at home, taking the first game by a score of 10-0 in six innings and the second game by a score of 11-5. It was a couple of all-around team victories for the Bulldogs. They were a stingy out at the plate and got some really strong pitching after it kind of being up and down this season. Carter Baumgartner was lights out in Game 1, allowing just 3 hits while striking out 6 to shut out the Wolverines. Head coach Trent Eckstein says his efficiency and control has led to a confident stretch.
Something he's been really consistent with us doing is just kind of attacking. He's got a nice little changeup that he's been able to throw around the plate. And, you know, that's just, yeah, he's got a lot of confidence right now. And that's nice to see. I mean, we get probably the tougher part of our schedule coming up here in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to need some big innings out of him. So, you know, hopefully that carries through.
At the plate, the Bulldogs were able to utilize a lot more power than they're used to seeing on any given night. Coming into last night, the Bulldogs had just 2 home runs all season as a team. Well, they hit a total of 3 home runs in the doubleheader yesterday against West, getting 1 home run in each game from Teagan Kazel. They were Kazel's 2nd and 3rd career home runs after homering just once as a freshman. Kazel says he was not trying to hit a home run. He was just simply trying to get on base with a single.
You know, I'll be honest, I was just out there trying to get a base hit. You know, it's one of those things, you swing the bat and, you know, you find a good barrel and has a chance to go sometimes, and that's what happened tonight twice, I guess.
Yeah, that definitely got out there. Kazel's 2nd home run followed a mammoth shot from Aiden Hoag as part of a 9-run 5th inning in Game 2 that gave the Bulldogs their first and only lead of that game. Coach Eckstein says both of those guys have been a major reason why Lamar's has had success this season.
He does a very good job of his approach at the plate. I mean, I think he's always kind of looking the other way. You know, he's been doing a really good job of just, you know, giving us big at-bats when he needs to. And, you know, that's great to see from him. You know, he's having a good season for us. And you know, he's helping us win ballgames. I mean, him and Hoag are 2 big reasons why, you know, we're probably in a lot of our ballgames.
And while 2 guys may have stolen the show at the plate, everybody had a hand, big or small, in getting the Bulldogs a pair of conference wins. Teagan Kazel says that's important as Lamar's heads toward the back half of their schedule and toward tournament time.
It's really important, you know, middle of our season, you know, kind of almost winding down at this point. You know, you really need guys to step up, and tonight was a good night to see you guys get on base and get hits, you know, boost confidence going into the later part of the year. Yeah, it was a great team win. Everybody did well.
The Bulldogs are now 10-9 overall this season, 10-8 in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Taking a look at some of the stats from those contests in Game 1, Keegan Gengler went 3-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. He's been on a tear at the plate as of late this week. Cole Carpenter went 2-for-3 with a double and a run batted in. And again, Teagan Kazel goes 1-for-4 with a homer and an RBI. While Carter Baumgartner allows just 3 hits, striking out 6 in 6 innings on the mound. Game 2, Teagan Kazel goes 3-for-4 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. Aiden Hoag went 1-for-3, homered, and he drove in 2 runs. Cole Carpenter, 2-for-3, he drove in another pair of runs, and it was Tate Murphy going 2-for-3 with a run batted in as the Bulldogs pick up a sweep of Sioux City West by scores of 10-0 and 11-5. Other Missouri River Activities Conference baseball scores, Sergeant Bluff Luton split with Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. The Warriors took down the Lynx 15-10, while the Lynx got the second game 5-3. A 8th-ranked Bishop Hedlund swept Sioux City North a pair of close games, 4-3 and 7-5. And Sioux City East thumped Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 15-2 in 5 innings and 15-3. In 6 innings. Oregon Conference Baseball, South O'Brien walks off Sioux Central 15-14. Western Valley Conference, Lawton Bronson 6-1 winner over West Sioux. Newell Fondo over OABCIG 6-5, and Cherokee was a walk-off winner over West Monona 9-8. Now onto the softball diamond, where the Bulldog softball team enjoyed just as much success as the Bulldog baseball team. Lamar's in senior night festivities yesterday shut out Sioux City West by a combined score of 21-0 in the two games, 9-0 in game one, and 12-0 in 6 innings in game two. Game one saw Natalie Vanderloo drive in 2 runs, going 1-for-3. Maya Scove, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Charlie Grossenheider, you'll hear more about her in just a moment, 1-for-2 with a run batted in. Kylie Hoffman had 3 hits, scored a run. Sarah Brown, 2-for-5, 2 runs scored and a double. One of those 2 seniors on the Bulldog roster this year. Brent Alaris goes the distance in a 2-hit shutout, striking out 14 batters in a dominant first game showing. Game 2 got much better as the game goes along. Bulldogs started off scoring 6 runs in the second inning, and that would be the precursor to the later part of the game where Charlie Grossenheider just decided to play long ball against the Wolverines. She went 3-for-4 with 2 homers, 5 runs batted in, including the game-winning, quote-unquote, walk-off home run in the bottom of the 6th inning. That 3-run shot gave the Bulldogs the mercy rule win, and Grossenheider now has 8 home runs on the season. She currently ranks in the top 10 in all of Iowa high school softball. Sarah Brown went 1-for-3 with a triple and 3 runs batted in. Great senior night for Sarah Brown. Kinley Schmidt, 2-for-3 with a run batted in. Brent Alaris got the start in game 2. She went 6 innings, allowed just 1 hit, a couple of walks, no runs, and struck out 11 batters. Another dominant showing for Brent Alaris. Other MRAC softball scores: 13th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-1 and 13-10 winners over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Sioux City North sweeps Bishop Hedlund 5-2 and 1-0. And it was Sioux City East to sweep over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 5-4 and 9-1. There was a big top 5 matchup down in Ottawa yesterday, a War Eagle versus Western Valley Conference matchup. 3rd-ranked West Monona, 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. Hawks with their first big test of the season, and they passed that test with flying colors. A 4-1 victory over West Monona as the Hawks remain unbeaten. It must have just been the day to hit long balls around Northwest Iowa, because Hallie Gallas went 1-for-4. She homered and drove in on that run, was herself in the victory over West Monona. Maya Bunkers went 1-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. Another great outing in the circle for Marina Cronin. 7 innings, allowing just 5 hits, 1 earned run, and striking out 9 hopeless Spartans. Also in the War Eagle Conference in softball, South O'Brien fell to Central Lyon 11-7. Western Valley Conference makeup here: Kingsley Pearson, River Valley, and Ridgeview, and it would be the Raptors picking up a 4-3 victory over the Panthers. Ruby Thompson hit a home run, going 1-for-2, a solo shot. Julia Howe went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Claire Pichon drove in the other run, going 1-for-3 as well. Other Western Valley Conference softball scores: Manson Northwest Webster 3-2 winner over OABCIG, and MVAOCOU a winner in 4 innings over Boyer Valley 16-2. Over now to the Little League scoreboard from yesterday in junior boys action. It was the Rays beating the Mariners 13-5. Orioles get by the D-backs 11-7. Major boys scoreboard: the A's take down the Rockies 9-2. Mets over the Cubs 8-3. The Dodgers beat the Phils 9-5. Pirates dominate the Yankees 13-1. And the Angels beat the White Sox 12-4. In minor league boys scores, it was the Bats over the Emeralds 8-2. Grasshoppers and Bulls, those are the Grasshoppers, 5-3 over the Bulls. Tin Caps and Ironbirds, a scoreless tie. Raptors and Hooks get shutout wins over the Knights and River Bandits, respectively, by identical 9-0 scores. And the Red Wings beat the Timber Rattlers 3-1. Little League and varsity softball and baseball scores are always found on our website at KLAM1410.com anytime under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. We go now to the sports schedule for today in Wargo Conference action. MMCRU in softball squares off with Galen Catholic and Lamar's. We've got the contest for you right here on KLEM. First pitch scheduled for around 7 o'clock. Trinity Christian is at Akron Westfield. It's Harris Lake Park at Hinton. South O'Brien is at George Little Rock. And Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at West Sioux. Wargo Conference, Western Valley Conference softball, Kingsley Pearson River Valley's at OABCIG to wind down the conference regular season schedule. Conference tournament begins next week in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Sergeant Bluff Luton hosts MOC Floyd Valley. To baseball tonight around the area, the Spalding Catholic Tournament in Granville, that gets started tonight with quarterfinal matchups. Remsen St. Mary's takes on Unity Christian at Vosburgh Field, a rematch of a matchup earlier this week that you heard on KLEM as well. Akron Westfield squares off with Kingsley Pearson, and it's Boyden Hall Rock Valley taking on Don Bosco. In Wargo Conference baseball, MMCRU is at Galen Catholic. Harris Lake Park is at Hinton. It's Hartley Melvin Sanborn at West Sioux, and South O'Brien is at George Little Rock. Finally, to the MRAC in baseball, MOC Floyd Valley is at Bishop Heelan. Sioux City North is at Johnston, and it's Denison Schleswig at Sioux City West. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And tune in tonight to Wargo Conference softball as Galen Catholic hosts the Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn Remsen Union Royals with first pitch a little bit around 7 o'clock. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.